The revolver was already pressed to the back of her skull. And still, D.I. Sarah Morgan didn't flinch. "You've got 3 seconds," she said calmly, "before I break your wrist and put you through the window." A bead. Then a laugh. Wet. Close. "You think I won't?" She spun, elbow to the throat, gun arm twisted, pop of a dislocation, his scream followed by her boot against his chest. He slammed backwards into the bathroom tiles, crumpling to the floor. She kicked the weapon away and leveled her own, breathing steady, face like stone. Dominic Harrow, bleeding and half naked, sneered up at her. "Didn't even hesitate," he wheezed. "You had your chance." She turned her gaze to the girl in the bath, alive, barely, pale lips moving, a whisper. Sarah nodded once. "I know." 20 minutes earlier, she'd stood outside flat 4B, watching condensation gather in the corners of the frosted glass. The place stank. Chemical bleach, cheap takeaway, and alcohol. She knocked once. "Dominic Harrow? D.I. Morgan?" No reply. She tried the handle, locked. One sharp kick, and the door folded like paper. Inside, it was quiet. Wrong quiet. Curtains drawn, walls yellowed from damp. A fan whirred in the kitchen. Something buzzed. Flies. The smell was stronger now. A child's glittery trainer sat under the radiator. Alex's hand hovered over her holster. The prints caught her eye. Barefoot, bloody, leading towards the bathroom. She followed and walked straight into hell.